Well, Cambridge Royal Albert Holmes is not a name that I know at all in Cambridge, and that is probably more my fault than theirs. They're based on Hills Road, and they have a new patron. That patron is Sheila Kissane Marshall. Sheila joins me on the line now. Sheila, hi.
Hi, Neil.
Nice to speak to you too. Tell us about the charity and what it is you do.
So I've recently joined, and like you, I didn't know anything about it. What I did know is as I passed down Hills Road, it's 120 Hills Road, so that's the corner next to the Botanic Garden,
right?
And it's opposite the sort of Costa, you know, that part of Cambridge. And I would drive past and see this magnificent, you know, little courtyard of buildings, and I was always slightly intrigued and didn't know much about it, but just could appreciate that it was a beautiful looking building. Mm. And so then through a friend of a friend, Edward, a trustee, got in touch with me, and he'd heard me speak at an event a number of years ago now, actually, for the Rotary Club, and I'd talked about some of my work in the charitable sector. So he got in touch and said, would I be interested in coming to have a look? And I said, I would really love to look, because behind this sort of front is this magnificent courtyard, and it's always been a bit of a place of mystery to me as to what it was like there. And I went and I had a lovely meeting with some of the trustees and the warden, Jill, who runs the place, sets up the social things. And it was just beyond beautiful. You're in this lovely courtyard. So a lot of the houses sort of face out into the courtyard at the back. So it's an oasis that we don't see from the road. And you've got this beautiful, secure living environment of 27 homes for people who are of retirement age, with sort of modest means. A connection to Cambridge was the idea. And it's just a piece of heaven. So I visited and fell in love with it and said I would be absolutely delighted to join as patron or anything that would be of help.
Excellent, excellent. Well, now we all know it is those beautiful buildings, as you say, just on Hills Road, and it must be wonderful. You've just joined, and you know, your background is obviously links to Marshalls, and you know you've done some huge work within that group. Have you got plans for the charity then to raise the profile?
Yes, absolutely. I think in normal circumstances, in a non-COVID world, we'd be looking to start inviting more people in for, you know, teas in the garden and things like that, just to be able to sort of open ourselves up and hopefully look for people who are interested in supporting this part of society, which is so key. And it's a really beautiful model that was, you know, put up across the country over about 150 years ago, 160 years ago, most of them. And I guess they've gone out of fashion in some senses. They've been merged into the greater picture of social housing, whereas actually I think it's a really lovely, safe model for older people. So we would, in normal circumstances, would be looking to hold some garden parties, just extend our outreach for people to know that we're there and what we're about. So that's what this is about, just getting out our message, because obviously it's subsidised. And that is largely done through we have some legacies every now and again. There was a very good legacy in January of last year from a local lady, and that enabled the homes to put in some new kitchens, new communal space to be done up. And these things make a big difference, because otherwise the subsidies run out of investments. So one of the trustees runs the investments that subsidise the rent. So it's really extending our reach, looking for people who think, oh, this is absolutely amazing. I want to be part of that. I can help in some financial way, or I can just become a friend of the homes, as the Royal Albert Home. So that's what we would do outside COVID. We're waiting really until next year to see what happens, and we'd like to start inviting people in. In the past, St Faith's School have come in and met the residents, had a fun time, which is really lovely. We have a resident who recently had three generations of her family come to visit her, pre-COVID obviously, but so this again is just beautiful. And we just need to really help the city to see the great work that's being done in this lovely courtyard. Sort of unsung heroes, I think, really.
Yes, indeed. Indeed. And you're looking for some help for this? You're looking for trustees?
We are. So we have, we're looking for 2 to 3 trustees. Backgrounds are quite open. Some perhaps legal background, finance background, architectural backgrounds, but somebody who's really passionate about looking after people in a really warm, caring environment where they have access to social and support. So Jill, the warden, will go around. She knows all the residents. If people want to be on their own, that's fine. If they need something, she's always available to help out with whatever that may be. So that obviously has been critical through COVID as well. Yeah. So we're looking for people who really believe in this stuff and would like to help, and we'd be delighted to take applications.
What sort of commitment? Because I know what people are like. They listen to this and think, yes, okay, you know, they tell me 2 hours a month and actually it winds up being 24 hours a day nearly. What sort of commitment realistically would this involve?
That's a very good question. And I think a lot of these things, it's what you make it. So I think that it's probably in essence the core hours would be attendance of a meeting once a month and having an awareness of what's going on around the homes in preparation for that meeting. So that would be the norm. So you could call that probably 4 or 5 hours a month, something like that. But outside of that, it will be really thinking about how to raise the profile, how to generate some legacy style conversations, and maybe how for people to just say, okay, we'd like to be of help to this, and there's something we can do. So it's the rest of it, I guess, is what you make it yourself. But it would be a monthly trustees meeting, I would imagine. Oh. I'd have to check that with Edward, but.
That's doable, isn't it? That's very doable.
Yes, it's very doable, yeah.
So if people want to do it, is there an application form or anything they need to fill in?
If they online on our website, which is looking absolutely beautiful, it's all been updated. So if you have a look on the website, the Royal Albert Homes, all of the details are on there for who to apply to and all the rest of it. So that's probably the easiest way. And I'm just checking. The website is cambridgeroyalalberthomes.org.uk.
Excellent. All right. Well, I think it's going to be a great benefit to the charity to have a sort of powerhouse like you running as the patron, because that's going to kind of drive it from the top down. So I think a lot of people will feel a fresh impetus on the back of this. So,
and there's something else, Neil, that I find really fascinating is when I started looking into almshouses, and obviously we all know them, we see them around our cities, and what I noticed was that they were all built around that time, sort of 150, 160 years ago, and they were built by the companies that were tended to be family companies that were looking to look after their employees in a more profound way, I suppose, than what they had at that time. And, you know, when I started searching for this, I thought, well, why when they're so fantastic and they've still got a great place in society, are they still not, you know, being developed? And I found that there is an example of one that's been developed, and it was built in Lewisham in June 2016, a £25 million scheme with 60-odd houses, 30 of which were given to the charity belonging to that developer. And that charity now runs them as almshouses. And as all almshouses are, the important word is they're for perpetuity. And I find this is the real key for me as to why I wanted to be involved. Perpetuity means everything. These are safe, beautiful homes for perpetuity, for your lifetime. And this means absolutely everything. And I feel so strongly about that this is where we should be going now, I believe, in our social sector and our social care, that we should be providing and building new homes in charitable sectors for perpetuity. And this is something that fascinates me, particularly in our city where we have so much development, and there has been, people have been very blessed by the development that's got on personal levels, and we have seen pockets of giving back in terms of homes to homeless and things like that. And this is another model. This is about creating high quality homes for perpetuity. And my real message is, let's also, as well as raising awareness of the Royal Albert Homes, let's look at their second home. So let's start to work out where in our city we could build another 27 houses for perpetuity, modern houses that will take us through another 100 years. So this is where I would like to go. And I really call for everyone in the city who's involved in development and construction who would think, this is an amazing idea. Let's do this. We have a model in Lewisham that's worked beautifully. beautifully, and I would like to see that repeated in one of the most successful cities in the country from a tech perspective, from a startup perspective, you know, in terms of our GDP as a, you know, our pocket in Cambridge is incredibly high, and let's really give something back of value. And this is where I would like to go with it also.
Amen to that, Sheila. I think those are very wise words. Thanks for joining us today. Good luck with it, and keep in touch.
Thank you, Neil. All the best. Take care.